This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, and we continue today with our study of the church as the body of Christ. In lessons in which we've been involved before on this particular topic, we have noted that Christ was here upon the earth, that the Word became flesh, John chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 14, that He had an actual, literal, physical body, just as we do while He was here upon this earth, that He had eyes and ears, and tongue, and shoulders, and arms, and legs, and feet, and hands, with which to carry out the mission which God the Father gave Him on the earth. Just so, the spiritual body of Christ is still on earth, even though the literal body of Christ is not. And to carry out its mission as the body of Christ, the church must function as the ears of Christ, to hear the voice of God, to hear the voice of lost humanity. And it must function as the eyes of Christ, to look on the harvest field, to see those who are lost, to see those who are blind in their sin, and to look upon the suffering, the sick, and the needy. And as we closed our study last time, we were noting that the church must function as the tongue of Christ, not in the way of using that tongue for slander, for gossip, for the expression of impure and vulgar thoughts. And we raised the question, can you imagine the tongue of Jesus Christ using God's name in vain, or telling some vulgar story, or using cursing and lying and swearing? All of those kind of things are utterly incongruous with the basic character of the Lord Jesus Christ, and ought to be with the basic character of everyone who is a member of the body of Christ. And so we're not to use our tongues for the expression of slanderous, or that which is vulgar, but for that which is upbuilding, for that which is pure. Further, we must use our tongues in the praise of God. This is made clear in Revelation chapter 4 and 5. Chapter 4, which makes clear that we are to praise God for His marvelous works of creation. And chapter 5, which makes clear that we are to praise Jesus Christ for His marvelous work of recreation. We must use our tongue to tell men who are lost in sin of the way of salvation. As we read in the opening verses of Acts chapter 8, when the church was scattered abroad because of the persecution which was brought upon it, that they went everywhere preaching the word. This is the basic fundamental obligation of the body of Christ, to preach the word of God, not simply to preach some religious message, but to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. It does not matter how sincere I may be, if the message I am preaching is not actually the message of Jesus Christ, then I'm not serving Christ, but I'm serving my own ends. I cannot be faithful to God unless I am preaching the message which He gave me. Now that means we have a very solemn obligation in the use of our tongues. When Jesus gave the Great Commission, as the record is given in Matthew chapter 28, we find these words, "All authority hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." And just shortly before He ascended back to the Father, after He had risen from the dead and made various appearances to men here upon this earth, Jesus gave the Great Commission as recorded in the book of Mark. "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Now notice, based upon the authority of Christ, Jesus said, you are to go into all the world and preach the gospel. The Lord never suggested, not by any form, shape, or fashion, that I would have the right to simply go out and preach any religious message that I pleased. The only message which Christ has authorized me to use my tongue to preach is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it will not do to simply excuse myself by saying, oh well, we can't understand the Bible alike. Everybody who understands the Bible understands it alike. If we cannot understand it, then God did not give us a revelation. But we can do so because God has required of us that we know the truth and that we preach the truth. We must, as members of the body of Christ, function as the tongue of Christ by preaching His message to lost and dying men.